Live Creative Now, episode 92.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, and author of The Creative Sandbox Way, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, which is a lie, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. It's how you change your life, and it's how you change the world. In the last week of last year, 2016, after a year of vibrant health, several years of vibrant health, I got slammed with a terrible cold. Maybe the same cold, flu, whatever the heck it was that has been going around. You can, if you've been listening to the podcast, you may still hear a little congestion in my voice. I got slammed, yes. On my wedding anniversary, no less. Yes. And even before that cold morphed into the sinus infection from hell, when it was still just a bad cold, it threw off my game, my creative game, well, my whole game, but specifically for what I want to talk about today, it threw off my creative game big time. And I mean ridiculously so, beyond any reasonable expectation. So I wrote about it in my Creative Sandbox Community for Women in our Facebook group, because that's one of the things I do in there. I share stuff that's going on with me in the moment, because that is my inner circle, that Creative Sandbox community. And I thought that I would share what I wrote with you here on the podcast, because it's an example of the kind of behind the scenes, what's going on inside my head that I share inside that group. Because I think it's helpful in general when we share this kind of stuff. Because life isn't always shiny, shiny, happy, happy, highlight reel stuff. Life is messy and imperfect. And it makes a difference for other people when we show them that messy imperfection and that it's okay. That it's okay that it's messy and imperfect. And I really believe that that is part of my calling. Oh my God, it's so funny because, excuse me, so ironic that right in that moment I would need to cough. I really feel like that's part of my calling. Ironically, having grown up as kind of a diehard, dyed-in-the-wool perfectionist, feeling terrified to show anybody anything that wasn't perfect about me, that is part of my calling, to show you the messy imperfection of who I am and of my life. So I want to share you what I wrote in the Creative Sandbox inside our online forum. So here is what I wrote. Excuse me. It's the last day of the year, and after a year of vibrant health, I got slammed with a terrible cold on my wedding anniversary. It started as a throat tickle and some sneezing while we were visiting my husband's family in Mobile, Alabama. And the day after we got back, it exploded into a full-blown head cold. Yesterday, all I wanted to do was sleep, but I was responsible for making sure the termite inspector got access into all 14 units of our townhouse complex. So I didn't feel like I could just let myself doze off. What if the inspector tried to knock or phone me and I didn't hear him. It was a largely unproductive day. And though I had the entire day in which I could have doodled, or colored, or played my ukulele, do you think I did any of those things? No, I did not. I willfully spent the entire day not creating. Some days are like that. Sometimes even creativity instigators have days like that. Was it absurd? Absolutely. I had my sketchbook and my Pigma Micron markers right there. It would have been so easy for me to pull them out and make a mark. And yet I did not. Yes, I had a headache, as I do now. Actually, I don't write in this moment as I'm recording this, but I did as I was typing in the online forum in the Creative Sandbox community. Yes, I felt lousy, as I do now, again, as I was typing that, I felt lousy. I don't actually feel lousy right now as I'm recording this on the podcast. But as I continued to type that, creative play would likely have made me feel better. And yet I still did not do it, even the tiniest little bit. So, I have a choice. I can moan and wail and beat myself up, lambaste myself for being an idiot and stupid, tear my hair out, cry, "What the bleep is wrong with you?" etc., etc. Perhaps give myself a harsh punishment of some sort, or double up on whatever commitment I have to make up for quote-unquote lost time. Have you ever done that? Now I'm editorializing as I'm recording this. I didn't actually write this at the time. Have you ever done that? Have you ever doubled up on whatever time commitment you had? Yeah. That's beating yourself up, I have to tell you. Now I'm back to the reading what I wrote. That's choice number one, to beat myself up. And what happens? Now, when I'm considering taking on a commitment in the future, what do you think will happen? Do you think I'll feel a sense of lightness and joy and enthusiasm about it? I doubt it. Because now, what I'll remember is the pain of that beating I experienced when I stumbled the last time. Now, I'll associate commitment with pain, because humans are human, and we always stumble. So I'll be a lot more likely to just avoid making a commitment altogether. So that's choice number one. Or I can make choice number two, which is to simply forgive myself for being human. It's so simple. But we make this so hard. Why do we make this so hard? It took me into my 40s to forgive myself for being human. Guess what that's called? Forgiving yourself for being human. Guess what that's called? Self-compassion. It's also called imperfectionism. Imperfectionism is the exact same thing as self-compassion. What they both mean is, one, mindfulness. Acknowledge what just happened and how you feel about it. There's no wrong way to feel. There's no wrong way to feel. And here I'm editorializing on this after the fact, as I'm recording this podcast. A feeling is a feeling. There's no wrong way to feel. It's just a feeling. And a feeling is transitory. That's the beautiful and often can be frustrating and also liberating thing about feelings, about emotions. They're transitory. And we are not our feelings. You are not your feelings. There is a separation between you and your feelings. And mindfulness contains the ability to detach yourself from your feelings, to understand the difference between yourself and your feelings, to step outside the distress, and also to step outside whatever good feeling you're experiencing. So the frustrating part of acknowledging that feelings are transitory is that when you're in the state of bliss, of lovely, wonderful excitement, of positive feelings, those are transitory. They're not going to last. So sad. The liberating thing about feelings being transitory is that when you're in a state of horror, of extreme sadness or light sadness, of, you know, upsetness of any kind, of distress, it's transitory. It's not going to last. The election that just happened, I could not sleep that night thinking that half the country hated me because I'm a Jewish woman. I couldn't wrap my head around that. I was in a state of fear, terror. And that feeling passed, thankfully, because feelings are transitory. Pops up every now and again, but feelings are transitory. So back to what I wrote. Imperfectionism is the exact same thing as self-compassion. The first part of that is mindfulness. Acknowledge what just happened and how you feel about it. There is no wrong way to feel. Two, common humanity. Acknowledge that what just happened that's making you face the fact that you're imperfect and that requires some self-compassion, that's part of the common human experience. You're not the first person on the planet to ever experience this, and you will not be the last. This is part of the common human experience. You're human. You are not a superhuman. You are not expected to be a god. You are a human being, and thank goodness for that. And three, because there are three components to self-compassion, is self-kindness. Treat yourself the way you would treat a beloved friend. And better yet, treat yourself the way you would treat a beloved friend who was only 4 years old or an infant. And all of this, by the way, these three components are from Dr. Kristen Neff, who is the world's foremost researcher on self-compassion, which again, is the exact same thing as imperfectionism. Imperfectionism is my term that I have embraced and taken on. Same exact thing as self-compassion. I highly recommend Kristen Neff's book, Self-Compassion, and I have a link to her book in the show notes at livecreativenow.com/092. livecreativenow.com/092. I share this with you because And I am back to reading the original comment that I wrote inside the Creative Sandbox community. I share this with you because I want you to know that you are not alone if you struggle. I talk a lot about small daily acts and tiny and daily. And yes, I aim for daily creativity, but I don't always reach it. And that's okay. I think what matters most is not that you hit the target, but that you are shooting at it. It's a moving target anyway. But if you keep aiming and shooting, you will keep improving. Happy New Year. And now I'm back to commenting the part that I wrote inside the Creative Sandbox community is done. So now it's back to me improving and commenting on what I wrote. It may be a little late to say Happy New Year, given that by the time you're listening to this, it is January 18th or beyond. But hey, it's still January, so Happy New Year. It is a moving target, but here's the deal. It's not if you hit the target that matters. It's that you are aiming and shooting. It's that you are aiming and shooting. And if you don't even pick up your bow and arrow on some days, that's okay. That is okay. You get to be a human being. I get to be a human being, and you get to be a human being. We get to get colds. We get to cough sometimes, even if we're recording a podcast. Oh my God. We get to be human. We do not have to be superhuman. As I like to say, of all the practices we engage in, yoga practice, meditation practice, creative practice, whatever practices you engage in, the most important practice of all is just getting back on the wagon. You are going to stumble. That is not the problem. In the realm of problems, in the realm of problems on the planet, in the scheme of problems where if we were to rate problems on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is not a problem at all, and 10 is nuclear disaster, the apocalypse, whatever. Falling off the wagon in your practice is a zero. It's a zero. It's so not a problem. Even if you, it's the new year, so maybe, I don't do New Year's resolutions, but maybe you set a goal for yourself. Maybe you just took on one of these 30-day challenges or something, and you missed a day. That is so not a problem. Maybe you missed a few days, and now it's so weighing on you, and it feels like this huge ball and chain. So each day felt like really doable, but now you've got 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 days that have all compounded, and now it's feeling so not doable anymore, and it's just weighing on you. You know, there are no creativity challenge police who are going to come cart you away. There aren't. You are the police. There may be other people in that challenge who you think are going to look at you and look down on you. Who cares? Who cares? Do you really care if they think badly about you? If they actually think badly about you because you are self-compassionate, and give yourself a break? If they actually do think badly about you because of that, are they the kind of people that you really want in your world? Wouldn't you rather have people in your world who would applaud you for taking good care of yourself? I started a personal challenge. I thought maybe I would do a little doodling challenge where I would do a drawing every day. Day one would have I did day one and day two, and then I didn't do day three. And I thought, okay, fine, maybe I wasn't meant to do that. And I just stopped. And I have done year-long challenges before, and I've done 30-day challenges before. And they've been wonderful exercises. But you know what? You can do a 30-day challenge or a 100-day challenge or a year-long challenge and miss a day and still continue the challenge. It's okay. I grant you permission. You can grant yourself permission. There are no police who are going to cart you away. You get to forgive yourself for being human. All right. I have decided that I am an imperfectionist. I am a card. I actually don't have a card because I'm imperfectionist about practicing imperfectionism. But if there were a card, if I created a card, I would carry it. I embrace imperfectionism as a practice. I invite you to embrace it as well. Again, it's the same thing as self-compassion. Same thing as self-compassion. So mull this over. Let me know what you think. Some days are like that. Some days you get a cold or it's just a crappy day and you don't get around to your creative thing. You get to cut yourself some slack. Take a fresh start the next day. Forgive yourself for being human and love yourself up. You are still lovable. You are still worthy. And you get to create the next day and notice how great it makes you feel when you do. When you slip up, it is not an opportunity to beat yourself up. It is a wonderful opportunity to practice my golden formula. Self-awareness plus self-compassion is the key to everything good. That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're getting value out of this podcast, the best way to thank me is to tell your friends. Seriously, tell your friends. The more people you tell and share this podcast with, the more the word spreads and the more people bring happiness and creativity and joy to their lives. And that really changes the world. And hop on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. If you need step-by-step instructions, just go to livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. That's livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. And I have step-by-step instructions right there. Super easy. Walks you through step-by-step how to leave a rating and review over on iTunes. You would totally make my day by leaving me a rating and review. That's it. Until next time, thanks again for joining me, and go get creating.
Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.